always, Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his first address to a joint session of Congress Tuesday evening. As Trump spoke, Democrats watched and made their protests clear. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Suara reports.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Barely 5 minutes in, the Democratic Representative Al Green of Texas began shouting that Trump had, quote, no mandate to cut Medicaid, the government aid program for medical coverage for low-income people.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir.
Green was escorted out. Earlier this week, Trump paused military aid to Ukraine, following last week's combative Oval Office meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky over a deal that would give the U.S. rights to Ukrainian rare earth minerals. In delivering the Democrats' response, Senator Alisa Slotkin of Michigan highlighted Trump's fiery exchange with Zelensky.
And that scene in the Oval Office wasn't just a bad episode of reality TV. It summed up Trump's whole approach to the world. He believes in cozying up to dictators like Vladimir Putin and kicking our friends like the Canadians in the teeth. He sees American leadership as merely a series of real estate transactions.
Other Democrats signaled their protest while Trump spoke, wearing pink to call attention to Trump's policies they say negatively impact women and families, and holding signs including Musk steals.
Doge. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Referring to efforts by tech billionaire Elon Musk to slash federal bureaucracy by canceling government contracts and firing tens of thousands of federal employees. Patsy Wida-Kuswa.